First thing first.
How are you feeling?
Doing alright.
We had a very late evening yesterday.
Hungover, but alive.
You played at the Paradiso in the north, the Tolhuistuin yesterday in Amsterdam.
We did indeed.
How was it?
So good.
Amazing.
Really good. Yeah.
We're very, very lucky to have a great fan base here in the Netherlands. They've been good to us from
the
start.
They love you here, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So, sold out show?
Yeah. So this was part of like an underplay tour of small venues.
Yeah.
And it sold out within like a few minutes.
So it's time for something bigger.
I think we're going to do a big venue next time we come back here, which would be nice.
Next year. Can't announce it, but early next year.
You've got a very big venue here, which we're going to come and fill up for everyone, hopefully.
Okay, but hold on. You can't announce it yet, there's a show coming next year in a larger venue than the Tolhuistuin.
Yes.
Okay, can I guess something?
Guess.
Yeah, go for it.
AFAS Live. Is it, does
no
it ring
comment.
A bell?
No comment.
No comment. Okay, no nothing comment. But these volgend jaar in AFAS Live. That's, you heard it first, right here. Guys, there's a new album coming out in September, the 8th of September.
Yes.
And I read somewhere that it's about mental health.
Well, it's definitely got undertones of that, hasn't it?
Partly, yeah. A few of the songs are about that. Some of the songs about politics, some about religion. Mixed bag.
Okay, but I wanted to zoom in on the mental health thing, because why is it a issue for you guys?
I think it's important to talk about it in 2017.
Yeah.
So, people are beginning to talk about it, and I think it just helps people.
But is it like about depression, loneliness?
I think it's more that.
It's just a collection of what we've all witnessed or been through in part. So we're commenting on it,
So does it have something to do with the years you had as a band? The last 2-3 years were crazy, I can imagine.
Yeah, they were definitely like...
On and off tour.
It's a very stressful... I can't really call it a job, but it does take its toll, especially when you're travelling, when you're away from home so much, when you're living a lifestyle and when you're on a bus for 8 weeks like straight. It's a tin can full of 12 to 15 people. You do go a bit mad, so...
Yeah.
There were moments of just, we had to sort of take stock of events and make sure that we kept our sanity, I guess.
And you played in Amsterdam yesterday. Mm-hmm. When the show is over, is there like an after party for you guys, or do you all say we're going to the bus and we're going to sleep? Well, be honest. You slept for like 1 or 2 hours?
I was,
so did you play Pictionary in the bus, Preble? Or?
Honestly, it's so funny. I saw this I saw this tweet from Yanis from Foles once, and he said like, oh, we're in a band, you don't just go to bed with a cup of tea. And I was like, actually, I do.
But you're the boring one. Connor is the boring one of the band.
Everyone knows this. It's not even a joke. I don't know why he's laughing.
Just because it's not what you said, it was
Connor
such a good
Connor
friend.
Has to cut his voice, and we make up for it. But
Tonight, if I went out with them and had, half an hour sleep and all the alcohol they consumed, I wouldn't be able to sing today.
So you guys are the party animals, and Connor is just going to bed with a cup of tea.
Yeah. He's sensible. We like to go out places and
plus,
get really
I'm
drunk.
I'm so miserable if I'm tired, so they're happy that I go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do yesterday?
We went to...
after the show.
So we're lucky enough to be signed by a label called Sony Music, and the team decided to take us to the Red Light District, this place you have
no
here.
No way!
And
did they?
It was very, very... It was a nice experience. It's confusing as well.
Was it the first time?
I'm not going to lie. We've been here a few times.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
It was just window shopping.
Was it the first time at the red light district?
No, we've popped down there before.
Oh, you also
How
been
can
there?
You not? We've been here like 15 times. Yeah. It's just like, I think it was like the first thing we were saying. Like,
you have to see it. You have to see it.
I'm not a regular, but I've been about.
And do you like it, the red light district?
I like it.
It's a novelty, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. I get it. Are you ready to play something for us?
Absolutely. We're very excited. Yeah.
Because
yes.
I heard. So I slept for like 3 hours, so forgive me. I heard the sound check. It's loud.
It is loud.
It's very good.
That's nice.
I'm ready. The Netherlands is ready. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Nothing But Thieves. Ze gaan de speelplaats nu, zetten de koptelefoons af. En ze gaan laten horen wat ze gisteravond hebben gedaan in de Tolhuistuin in Amsterdam in Paradiso Noord. Ik trek even een colaatje open de tussentijd en ik ga naar achteren leunen. Want echt jongen, ik heb de afgelopen maand heb ik veel geluid gehoord hier op de speelplaats. Dwars door de muur heen. Maar dit slaat echt alles. De gitaren worden omgehangen, de koptelefoons worden opgezet en iedereen neemt zijn positie. Meekijken kan via 3fm.nl/live, de app van 3FM of via 101TV, dat is digitale televisie. Want ze waren gisteren in Amsterdam en ze zijn nu hier gewoon in Hilversum. Live, Nothing But Thieves en Trip Switch. We're ready. You guys ready? Oh, er moet nog even één gitaar worden omgehangen.
My name is Jeff.
Okay, let's go. Nothing But Thieves, Trip Switch, live. Zal ik het nog een keer aankondigen, eentje?